Today's share in the Deir Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Gimel Omud Aleph. We are on the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah and beginning a brand new siman, Tuf Mem Beis, which deals with the halachos of Taroves Chometz, mixtures of items that contain chometz and non-chometz items. How do we deal with them in a halacha? This is a very important siman, and we begin with Sif Aleph in the Mechaber. Taroves Chometz, a mixture that contains both chometz and non-chometz items, over melav mishum bayiro bayimotze. You in fact are transgressing the issur derais of bayiro bayimotze if you eat such a tarovis, such a mixture. We'll see the pratim of this in today's shir, but right now this is a general din that the mechaber is telling us, and we'll just read the next few words as well before we get into the detailed mishnah berurahs over here. And he says an example of a tarovis of chametz that you would be over bayiro bayimotze would be kigon, for example, hamurios. Murios is fish brine that's mixed in with pieces of chametz as well. Vikuta chabavli, this is a dish that contains salt and milchic byproducts over here, in addition to crumbs of chametz, and as well v'sheichar hamadai, and various types of beers over here, median beer that contains within it grain products as well as non-chametz items. And the mechaber adds, and anything else that's edible. V'chol kayotze ba'elu midvarim hanecholim. Anything that is edible over here, so if it contains mixtures of chametz within the object that is the mixture over here, so then you're going to be over by yiro by yimotze. Now let's discuss the practical aspects of what this halacha means lamaisa. So the Mishnah Berurah begins in Sif Katan Aleph. Hinei HaMechaber, the Mechaber over here is teaching us, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo Ayri is not telling us ki im le'inyan halav the ba yiro by yimotze. He's only telling us over here the Isser of Bayiro Bayimotze. He's not telling us the Isser of eating Chometz on Pesach. It's just having this in your possession on Pesach. Because Dila Inyan Zeh, in this regard, the Mechaber holds, Svirulei, that a person is only the over Alav Zeh, the Mechaber holds that a person is only going to be over the Lav over here of Bayiro Bayimotze, Afilu Ein Bo Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Even if there is not over here a Kizayis worth, if you were to eat it, that you would eat a kezayis of the chametz within the time that it takes you to eat a kedei achilas pras, which we discussed many times, and you can see in the issue foot number one saying you can look for a more detailed discussion on this in Simon Tuf Ayin Hey, but we've discussed this in the past as well, somewhere in the shir between 2 and 9 minutes or so. Different poskim have different lengths of the shir of kedei achilas pras. The bottom line is that even if there wouldn't be enough chametz over here, that you would be over eating chametz kezayis bechdei achilas pras, nevertheless, for the Yisro Bayi Rabbi Yamotze, as long as there is a Kizayis there altogether, even though to eat it, it would take you much longer than a Kedei Achilas Pras, you're over the Yisro Bayi Rabbi Yamotze by having in your possession this type of a Taruvus of Chametz with a total amount of a Kizayis, even though you couldn't eat the entire Kizayis in a Kedei Achilas Pras. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, in regards to eating, you certainly would only be chayiv kares, lekuliam, according to everybody. Elim ken yesh bo kizayis bechdei achilas pras. Nebuch, if a person is eating a kizayis of chametz within a kedei achilas pras, he does it intentionally. Only in that situation is he chayiv kares. If he did it by accident, he'd have to bring korban chatas. Only in that situation must you eat the kizayis in a kedei achilas pras. Nevertheless, over here, in regards to our iser, owning a kizayis of this tarovis chametz, even though it can't be eaten in the Kedei Achilas Pras, is enough to be over the Issur Daraisa of Bayiro Bayimotze, albeit not an Issur of Kares. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Eish de Sfirole, there are those that hold, Dafilu Lav Ein Bo, Kokam Adeleka Batarov Shir Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, that a person wouldn't be over even a Lav if he were to eat over here the amount over here of a Kizayis that wasn't within a Kedei Achilas Pras. But if you would eat it over a longer period of time, you wouldn't even be over a Lav over here. That's in regards to eating. However, Mikol Mokom Le'inyon Bayiro Bayimotze over Lav. But in regards to possessing it, you are over it, even though there's not a Kizayis in a Kedei Achilas Pras. Why? Kiven Shekol Chalokov Munochem B'Kliachot, since it's all together in one utensil, one container, and halachically we view them, harehe mitstarfim zeem zeh, in regards to the halacha bayiro bayimotze, they are combined, kiven sheish shom biyachad kezayis chometz, because in total, you do have a kezayis of chometz. The issue footnote number 2 brings down, according to this opinion over here that says you're not over eating more than a kezayis in a kedei achilas pras, afle de azu, the issue footnote number 2 tells us, he brings down from the Ran, He says, even though you're not going to be chayev over here, malchus, but you're not allowed to go and eat this, nevertheless, because the din of chatzi shir is awesome in our Torah. So while you're not over here alive, the araisa, you are over a iser the araisa of eating this amount, even though you're not chayev malchus for it, and you're certainly not chayev koris for it. That's the opinion of the Ran. However, he brings out from the Ramban, and also the Sefer Achinuch, that they say that the opinion of the Rambam, who this din is based upon, is that there's not even an Issur Daraisa over here, never mind not an Issur Malkus, and certainly not an Issur of Koris. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Igros Moshe explains why there is no concern of Chatzi Shir in this situation, Ayin Shom. The issue footnote number 3 points out that we just said that you need to have a kezayis in this utensil in order to be over by Rav by Yamotzi, even though you wouldn't be able to eat this kezayis because it's mixed in with other things in a Kedei Achilas Pras. The implication of that, the issue footnote number 3 tells us, is that you wouldn't be over by your raw by your matzah if you don't have a kezayis over here. And this would be true even if it's not bottled in this taruvus. And he says, v'avshal, das harbi poskim, yesh isra by your raw, even on pochos mi kezayis. Nevertheless, he says, even according to them, ain't over him alav mishum by your raw, kishu nimsa b'tarovus. Even though alone, if it's less than kezayis, you'd be over by your raw by your matzah. But if it's in a mixture, even those poskim would say less than a kezayis, you're normally over by your raw by your matzah, they wouldn't hold that way if it's inside a mixture. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, v'davka min b'sheino mino. That which we said that yechayev over here is only if chametz is mixed in with a non-like item. So you have, for example, the crumbs in the kutach habavli, so then that's min b'sheino mino. The eino bato mid raisa beruba. This is not going to be bottle by rov. L'das ha-sovrim, the tam kikum and the rice, according to those that hold, the taste is like you have mamashis over here, it's like you have real item over there, and according to them, it's not bottle barov, as long as you can still taste it. However, they would agree, avol min bimino, if you had chametz within like-tasting non-chametz, kigon, for example, kemach shel tvua chamutz, so if you had some flour over here from chametz tikka grain, shinisari besoch kemach sheno chamutza, and you mix it in with kosher pesach flour over here, so it's flour with flour, it's not able to taste the difference between them, it's min bimino, so according to these poskim, the midaraisa beruva batel umutalochlo, even according to them, it's batel beruv on a deraisa level, and therefore midaraisa you're allowed to eat it, because it halachically doesn't exist, therefore mikoshkin, certainly shemutalashoso midaraisa, you would be allowed to retain this in your possession on Pesach. However, ach midirabbanon mikom makom also lashoso, that would be only on a deraisa level you could keep it, but on the rabbanon level you shouldn't. Why not? Dumi yofo lechum menu Pesach, because if it's around and you don't push it away from yourself, you may come to eat it on Pesach, and therefore, what should you do? Midirabbanon v'tzorich levaro kodem haPesach. You have to get rid of it before Pesach. What happens if you only realize it on Pesach? V'imniska v'Pesach tzorich oz levaro. Then you have to get rid of it on Pesach. You have to do a beer on Pesach. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, we call Makom, im ova vishor ad the achara Pesach, if you didn't do this, and now it's after Pesach, mutter, it doesn't have the status of chomich ovalav sa Pesach, why? Kiven de lo ovar, b'bayirah, b'yimotzi, because technically, when it's min b'mino in this situation, you're not even over any yisud araisa, and for an yisud rabbanon, the rabbis didn't say that the din of chomich ovalav sa Pesach applies. And this is going to be taught to us, kimavor lekamen in sov simen tof mem zayin. The issue footnote number 4 explains, well, it may not be osur with the din of chomech avalas haPesach. There's a machlokus as to whether you can eat it. The achronim have a machlokus over here. There are some that say that when we said that it's not a din of chomech avalas haPesach, that's only in regards to hanah, but to eat it, you shouldn't do it. However, there are others that say that you can even eat it, and the Shaar HaTzion in Sif Katan Kuf Pei Gimel is mashma shadaito no te kidas amakilim. The Mechaber's opinion is that you could even go and eat this, according to the Mormekel opinion. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'kein hechodiko shishim. If you have min bimino, but now you have shishim against it, so now, af min b'she'eno mino dino hachi, certainly something that's min b'she'eno mino is going to be bottled in this situation. The af di yisuru b'mashu, hare'eno rach midrabbanan, and that which we say that you're not allowed to have any chametz in such a situation is only an issur derabbanan, because technically midaraisa it's batel. And likewise, anything else that also is not an issur deraisa to have in your possession, it's only rak midarabbanan, sorach levarim b'erev Pesach, it's only rabbinical decree that you have to get rid of it. In all of these situations, v'imshochach v'nizkar b'pesach tzorach oz levarim, if in the middle of Pesach you find them, you still have a mitzvah to be mavar them, but v'imavai v'lo barim alechar Pesach, but if you didn't do a beer, and now you only realize this after Pesach, bottom line is mutarim, and it's even ba'achila. It is permissible to go and eat this. There is no isser over here of chomet she'ovah levas ha'pesach, because these were only isurim d'rabbanan. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, however, aman, the inyan mishalo badak, if somebody didn't do a bedika, and all he did was a bittel, or he made it hefker, so then in simin tof mem ches, the Mishnah Berurah points out, even in that situation, it's only din derabbanan, because min deraisa the bittel was sagi, or the hefker, making it hefker was sagi. Nevertheless, there the rabbis were machmir, and they asked it even in Hanah, achar Pesach. Why? Why were they so machmir over there? As opposed to other situations like here, there was only nisa derabbanan, they were not machmir. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over there, choshishu chachomim shema yashiru haramoyim esachomitz birishu samad le'achar Pesach. They were concerned about people over here that would be tricky and would go and say, oh yeah, I was mavatel at shua, but they really weren't, and this way they keep the chomitz in their possession. So therefore, if you didn't do a real bedika and biur, so then the rabbis were stringent over here and said that even though it's only an issur derabbanan, because technically bitul sagi, nevertheless they said that it would be considered over here chomesh avalas pesach. The Dirshu footnote number 5 continues, and he says, likewise, if you have toasted kernels over here that you mix together with before Pesach with this murius, this shuman dogim, the fish brine over here, and you have over here now Shishim kineged alechem, you have more fish brine over here than the bread. Nevertheless, we're going to learn in Simin Tov Mem Zayin, Shav she'isol ha'shos v'pesach enu al rabbanan, even though it's only an issur derabbanan to keep this, kiven shalechem batel b'shishim, reason why it's only the rabbanan, because the lechem was batel over here, technically. Nevertheless, in lo bir oso, also hu li'achar pesach. Here too, the rabbis were stringent and said that you're not allowed to have hanah from this after Pesach. And likewise, if you have cheese over here that you made chametz stick by putting it in some sort of vinegar to make it to cheese, so then in this situation, apple pisha isalash also sakvino in all of the rabbanon. Here too, it's only in isad rabbanon. Nevertheless, in lahatir so bahano lacha pesach el b'mokam hesed ruba. Here too, we should be stringent unless it's under extenuating circumstances of great financial loss. And there, avzos b'tanai shiashlikas demei hanoa hamay midli amamela. But there too, even though you may be allowed to get benefit from it, you have to discard, throw away into the Amamelech the amount that you benefited from the chametz. The issue footnote number 6 has additional caveats about this ayin shom. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, v'mein bo chametz ba'ayin ela b'tam chametz, if you don't have actual chametz be'en, if you don't have real pieces of chametz over here, but you just have the taste of the chametz, so in this situation, for example, kigon shebishal ezadavrim chametz, you cook something with chametz, and then you remove the chametz, v'esra chametz, v'lo nishar bo ela tam, but the taste of the chametz is still present, v'lo yobo shishal avatl, because you didn't have 60 against it to nullify the taste, so then, even though after yosu li'ochlo midar ra'isa mishum tam kikar, because even in this situation, while you can't eat it, because we say that the taste is significant, tam ki ikra midar ra'isa, and therefore it's real chametz, nevertheless, mikomokum l'inyan ba'ira, in regards to being over the issur of ba'ira, if you don't eat it, mitzade dechok Yaakov, the eno over, then you're not actually over ba'ira by your matzah. Why? Because you have no mamashus over there. You don't have real chametz, you only have the taste of chametz. And what we say, tam ki ikra, that's only in regards to eating it, but not in regards to ba'ira by your matzah. Given the aim of mamashus shel issur, since you don't actually have mamashus of issur, you're not over ba'ira by your matzah. And the issue footnote number 7 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the reasoning is, as the pasuk says, lo yiroyel lecho, you have to be able to see it. And this taste over here that is balua, it's swallowed up in the tavshil, is not considered chometz nira. It's not considered visible chometz, therefore you're not over ba'yiro u'ba'yimotzei. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "Mikol makom midirabbanim v'vadi osel hashosu." But you shouldn't, nevertheless, even though maybe only be an insur derabbanan over here, you shouldn't keep it. V'tzarach biur benim sotoch Pesach. Certainly, before Pesach, it should be mivarid. If you only find it out during Pesach, you have to do a biur on it. And in avar v'shor ad achar Pesach, and if you only find out about it after Pesach, ain less or banor. Then we say because it's a din derabbanan that it's not also banor. Why? The kivin shel over alisur shel Torah. Because as we pointed out several times, since you weren't over in insur deraisa, that which you kept it. But Meshehisho, so therefore lo kinasu chachamim lasu. The rabbis didn't institute the knas of chamei shavales of Pesach except for being over in Issa d'oraisa. But certainly uba achila efshor shekedai lahachmir. As we pointed out, to get hanah from it is one thing. To actually eat it yourself, that's another thing, and be preferable not to eat it. Then he brings down the Yesh Cholkim. There are opinions that disagree. In the Shaar HaTzion, he says this is the opinion of the Olah Shabbos. And in Dirshu, footnote number 8, he brings down, this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish. And they hold, Usri Elhu, the Kivan Sha'asur Biachila Minatorah, since technically you're not allowed to eat it Minatorah, so then Chayib Bebir Gam Ki Minatorah. It's not an Issa D'Rabbanan over here. There's an Issa D'Raisa, and you have to get rid of it. Umimela Imavar Velo Biro, and if you didn't do the Bir, even after Pesach, Gam la'achar Pesach also ba'anah, this is included in the din of Chomet Sha'avolus of Pesach. However, how do we paskin? He says, B'mokum hefsin meruba, if it's a significant financial loss, you can rely upon the more lenient first opinion, Yesh la'akil kidei arishona, and say that it's not also ba'anah. Finally, the Mishnah says, V'kol zeh b'tavshil shekibel tam ha'chomets atzmo. This is talking about a dish over here that has the actual taste of the chomets in it. However, if it's something called nat barnat, that means Abul Tavshil Shinisbashil Kodim Pesach Bikidera Shabishal Ba Chomets Bobayom. So if you have a container that you cooked some noodles in, let's say on Erev Pesach, so the noodles aren't there. The taste of the noodles is absorbed into the wall. Now you fill up the pot with water and you cook something in that pot that's kosher le Pesach, but now the taste of the noodles comes out from the pot and goes into the new kedera dish that you're making. Even though technically the chomets that was absorbed into the walls of the pot that now comes out and goes into the dish that you're dealing with is not bottle because you don't have 60 against it, nevertheless, this isn't an issur of bayiro bayimotze, and mutar lashosu ad achar Pesach, and you can keep this with you till after Pesach. The reasoning is, the issue footnote number 9 tells us also from Shulchan Aruch Rav, Sho'ol v'yesh matirim lechol ma'echos of Pesach, because there are lenient opinions, which we don't paskin like, that say you could actually eat this on Pesach. So therefore, since this is not by not, and there are lenient opinions that say over here, no sin tam by no sin tam, that it was made before Pesach, is allowed to be eaten on Pesach, even though we don't somech on that halacha, lenient achila, but since there is an opinion that says it's not aser, you can rely upon it over here to say that it's not chomech of alavas of Pesach. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, V'yizor latznio b'chedesh en rogu leilach sham, but make sure you hide this chametz away. K'mosh yizbar b'simim tof nun aleph, as we'll learn over there, that says you have to make sure that you don't come to use it on Pesach. V'rak ba'ofen shlo yeh kovush b'socha Pesach b'li chametz, but you have to make sure over here that this was all done before Pesach, but it shouldn't become chametz on Pesach itself. Because we say, if you put it, let's say, in some sort of a vinegar mix over here, so kovash harayu kumavushal, as we see in Dirshu foot number 11. And therefore, da'ainu shurak l'kli Pesach, if you then pour this into a Pesach d'chikli, you wouldn't be allowed to. V'im nispashal u'nichbash l'chadchila besocha Pesach l'chomitz, and if you did this on Pesach itself, afilu en ben yomo, even if it wasn't used that day, it wasn't used for 24 hours, normally would say, no sin tam l'fgam, here, nevertheless, we wouldn't say that, tzorech l'var. The issue footnote number 12 explains over here that we're machmir over here in this situation, but he says, hameko lo hifsid, but hamachmir tovo olav bracha. Now we go to Sif Beis. You're over here, Bishom, he says, Chomets Nuksha, which we'll define in a moment, Eino over Allah Mishum Bayro Bayimotze. Here, you're not over Bayro Bayimotze. And there's a machlokis over here. You're not allowed to eat this over here, Chomets Nuksha, but that's a question whether that's an Issa Torah, an Issa Rabban, and the Morgan of Rahm Paskins over here, that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is only an Issa Rabban. In any event, this chometz nukshah over here, you wouldn't be over by Rabbi Yimotze, and only midrabbanan, rak midrabbanan, sorach labari, you have to get rid of it midrabbanan, and Dirshu footnote number 14 explains, gezerah shema yovel yachlu, because you may come to eat it, and you certainly shouldn't eat it, whether it's the rice or the rabbanan, you certainly shouldn't eat it. What exactly is chometz nukshah? The nukshah mikri, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that nukshah is dover she'eino chometz gomer. It doesn't have the status of being full-fledged chometz. For example, you mix something in meiperos, and water. So the meiperos can't be machmitz, but the water can be machmitz, and you have more meiperos than water. So that's one example of chametz nuksha. And you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 15. Or, kemo oson hasofri medapkin bonir oseim, various types of glues that are used to by the printers that they would hold the pages together. Sha'osi mikemach u'mayim, they're made from flour and water, or o'itzo, or another type of chametz nukshe is a dough. Shelo nimtza bo adayin shum sedek rach shel sifu poneha. It doesn't meet the full-fledged definition of chametz by the cracks, but it's only beginning to become chametz. Or o she'ein o'roi le'achila rach kitzatz, or something that is not roi le'achila except under extenuating circumstances over here. If it was totally not roi le'achila, it wouldn't be chametz. But since it's a little bit roi le'achila kitzatz, it is considered chametz, but it's chametz nuksha. And all of these, if they never were roi le'achila, then that's chametz nuksha. But if they started off and now they became worse, avolim niskalkel, then bo'ina nashi posel me'lecho l'chel, then you need to have, it's no longer able to be eaten by a dog, as we'll learn in tomorrow's shir in Siv Beis. If you ma'avar alav below beer, if you didn't do a beer, then we'll learn about these halachos as well in Siman Tov Mem Zayim. With that, we conclude today's shir.